See, we can't go to somebody and say, well, make me 10 of this. Because, yes, they can make me 10 of that, but it might cost 20 times what it would cost to make one or two of them, I mean, when they run them the first time. Because when Williams bought things, they would go to 4 or 5 manufacturers. And they would have one manufacturer run 10 parts. They would have one manufacturer run 50. One run 100, maybe one run 1,000. Then they would take them back in comparison and use that as leverage to get the lowest price possible. Then they would buy the parts in to their common parts inventory or their manufacturing. They have 4 different ways to buy parts. They would buy, let's say we're going to produce a pinball machine, we're going to produce a glass, okay, or glass. Okay, they would look at their production and see how many games or parts they were going to make. They would order that plus maybe 10%. Then they would take that 10% and sell the excess after the run was done into their common parts. Then the common parts would sell it out to the parts business. So now you've got 2 20% markups already. So therefore, when I go to make something, I'm not dealing with making 1,000 parts or 5,000 parts. I'm maybe making 500, or in the case of Playfields, 100. Makes a big difference in pricing.